The governor defends his conversation with a prankster. A left-leaning New York-based blogger calls Governor Scott Walker pretending to be billionaire campaign donor David Koch and talks about the ongoing battle over public employee unions. During the call, Walker says, "This is our moment, a chance to change history." Walker later defends himself, saying he takes calls all the time and he won't let this guy ruin his resolve to fix the budget deficit.
I'm not going to allow one prank phone call to be a distraction from the reality is that we have a job to do here. And the job is to debate this bill. And you're only able to debate it if you're in the Capitol, focused on what's at hand. Make your case, make your argument, but in the end, you can't make that by fleeing to some other state.
Walker is referring to the missing 14 Democratic senators who left the state to boycott a vote on the budget repair bill. The prankster, known as Buffalo Beast, also asks whether he could help, perhaps by planting some troublemakers among the protesters. Walker said he had thought about that, but he later tells reporters that he would not condone that sort of behavior. Walker says he always listens to ideas, but doesn't act on them.
For us, that doesn't benefit the debate. We've had a civil debate in Wisconsin. It is a very Midwestern trait. That's something, while others have brought that up as a consideration, and we've had all sorts of options brought to us by staff, by the lawmakers, by people from all across the state. But as you heard on the tape, we dismissed that and said that wasn't a good idea.
The two also chat about potential layoff notices and withholding paychecks from absent senators. After the governor leaves the room, Madison Democrat Brett Halsey fights his way to the lectern and calls Walker a megalomaniac. Halsey, shouting over the sound of protesters in the hallway, says Walker is acting like a dictator, not a leader. Meanwhile, Halsey is prepared to stall passage of the bill from the state assembly as long as it takes. He says he's got a sleeping bag and 3 days worth of food. And he says he could always order more. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.